With the trees so high, makes me feel a little small. I've been about everywhere, man, but just in my head. Well, I never thought I'd see the Rocky Mountains, Rocky Mountains, Rocky Mountains, Rocky Mountains, Rocky Mountains, yeah. Even these mountains, they just can't compete. With all this flatness, keep me flat on my feet. This place is so beautiful, maybe it's all of my
Lee. That song was actually called Saskatchewan. that's mostly why I played it, but also because the band is called Zuffalo. I imagine when they were looking for a band name, one of them just said, "We call ourselves Buffalo. Oh, that's probably a good one. Nobody's thought of that." And then they went online, like, "Oh, there's seven bands called Buffaloes. How about put a Z on it?" And Zuffalo was born. Yes, a four-piece band from Toronto, taking their inspiration from the Beatles, the Allman Brothers, the Grateful Dead, and the Prairie Provinces. So that's their debut LP, Zuffalo. And the song, if you need to know again, Saskatchewan. I got a good joke about Saskatchewan I heard recently. It's not about Saskatchewan, really, but somebody told me they like some musician who's from there, from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and this guy met Bob Dylan once, this Saskatchewan musician. I can't remember who it was. Doesn't really matter, though. And he met Bob Dylan, his hero, and he said, "Hello, nice to meet you. I'm from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan." And Bob Dylan turned to his friend and said, "I don't think this guy speaks English." So, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. It sounds like you're... Anyways, you get it, right? So, that's right, Zuffalo. We heard that. It was pretty cool. I liked it. For revival rock, it's good. Nice. And before that, we heard Derrock. A little bit more revival music from a different era, though. Bringing some flutes from South America and mixing that with electronic. And artist from Chile, Derrock, D-E-R-R-O-K. Debut EP, I believe, called Semillas, and the song was El Escorial. So I just love that danceable yet also sleepable style of South American electronic music. Yes, Derrock. And before that, Frankie, Vancouver's very own four-piece dream rock band. The song Glory Me, which is a nice take on death and wondering what happens when you die and the soul and... Oh, wow. Okay. We won't dwell on that too long. We got more music to play. Frankie, Glory Me, new music of 2018. Yes, 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 yes. Next, we have something else to play for you. Ooh, a band I finally discovered what they're called. So I played them mistakenly on a special we did on the music of Turkmenistan. And people sometimes upload videos without putting the names of the artists. It's not very nice for radio DJs. And I watched the video closely. I was like, it's got to say the name somewhere. And then at the very starting, it just flashes on like a rock as the camera's moving by. It flashes the word Hasak. And then I looked it up and finally discovered this band. So they are Kazakh. But the video was so overproduced and incredible. It looks like a episode of Game of Thrones, but they're playing traditional Central Asian instruments. And it blew my mind, basically. So I discovered they're a Kazakh band. They went to a music school there. They're very well educated, and it seems like they got some amazing science fiction filmmakers making their music videos. So, what's his name? Peter Jackson, that's what I was going to say. Lord of the Rings. Hasak. Hassak. And the song here, which came out last year, Yenidin Dogus. So this is some just really amazing progressive Kazakh music, and I think you're going to love it. Check it out. Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF. This is 90.1 FM, and this is the land of Coast Salish peoples, the Musqueam, the Solo, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Squamish.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Wandering Rhythms you are listening to on CJSF Radio, and that was Coco Roco, which means to be strong in the Urhobo language of West Africa. And that band, though, based in England, I was actually blown away when I realized that song has 5 million plays on the YouTube, but thought it was just an obscure little jazz number. I probably still would have played it, in case you're wondering. But the song was Abusi Junction, came out earlier this year on a compilation of Afro jazz musicians in England. London's bright, burning young jazz scene. Yeah, it seems like, wow, there's a lot of great artists on the London circuit. Jazz music is alive and well. And that was recorded, actually written, by the group Coco Roco in a compound in Gambia, West Africa, where the band spent some time last year immersing themselves in the soundscapes of the region. So, strong African influence on that album. Yes, and before that piece of music, we heard Octopi, one word, from Helsinki, Finland, and the song Blast Off from their album The Adventure of Harry and Walrus Kane. Yeah, that came out 3 years ago, and it has a lot of synthesizers. Burbling, blasting off, with a giant walrus on the cover. It almost seems like kids' music, but interestingly so. Octopi. Before that, we heard from a Kazakh supergroup called Hazak. Kazakh group called Hazak. Didn't think of that before, but yeah, H-A-S-S-A-K, Hazak. The song Yenidin Dugus. Very cool. All Kazakh music, but like with the Rick Rubin giant super symphonic.